Our speaker at this time is Brother Victor Samuels of Philadelphia, and he has chosen as his subject God's protection. Brother Samuel.
A happy brethren for the opportunity of being here. And before saying anything, we want to extend to you the love and greeting of the brethren in Philadelphia. There are a few of us here, and there may be others later on in testimonies and so on, to tell us something about the brethren in Philadelphia. But we are glad for the opportunity of extending their love and greetings. Truly, as we listen to the dear brethren who have preceded us, great things the Lord has done for us in the past and is still doing. And really, if we will confidently trust Him for all things, we feel sure that in the end of the way, He will do for us all that He has promised. There are times when our faith seems to be failing us. And that seems to be one of the greatest tests that we are having at the present time, faith and confidence in God. But we have to study the Word of God and believe in His arrangements. And by doing so, we'll feel sure, we'll know that the Lord is arranging our affairs, and He will in the end take us safely to the end of our journey. It is necessary for our discipline trials, as we pursue our Christian journey, that we may have, that we should have adverse circumstances, trials and difficulties, by the way. And that is true, because the Lord tells us through the Word of Truth that to him that overcometh, He is going to give the great reward. So there must be something to overcome every step of the way in our Christian journey. And those of us who had walked with the Lord in the past for a long time and is still walking with the Lord, still hoping for the blessings that the Lord has promised, we are able to say that truly the Lord has helped us. And to these faithful ones who are still serving and trusting the Lord, we have a beautiful consolation to be found in Psalms 91. And now we are going to study a little of this Psalms 91. It has been a help to a number of us all through our Christian journey, and it still is. Notice the Psalms begin. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that is, it's typified by the holy in the tabernacle, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The first thing that each of us should do at this time, brethren, that we are having an opportunity of looking over these things again, we should ask ourselves the question, am I one of those who are abiding in the secret place of the Most High? You know, there are times that we can go along and overlook some of the things that we should notice, and we doesn't ask sufficient questions to ourselves. The question would arise, how did I get in this protection of God in the secret place? The answer is to be found in the Scriptures. You remember our Lord Jesus, in inviting His church, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Was there a time in our life when we were dissatisfied with ourselves, dissatisfied with the conditions that were around us? Some of us might have been associated with some church organizations or so. But was there a time in my life when I was not satisfied with the conditions that were in the world? And did I hear the voice of the Lord Jesus think some of its representatives are through the word of truth. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Did I go to the Lord at the time? Did I give myself to the Lord? Did I take his yoke upon me? Did I make a full, unreserved consecration of myself to God? Each of us, dear brethren, will be able to answer that for ourselves, because we know whether or not we had gone to the Lord and make a full consecration of ourselves to him after we had enough faith in the things that were recorded, that Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. And that we could say that Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for me. Do we have that realization sometime in our life, that Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for me? Did we accept the finished work of Jesus Christ? Did we make an unreserved consecration of ourselves to God? And did we have the evidence that this consecration was accepted at that time by the giver of the Holy Spirit? Now, each of us know that for ourselves. It's impossible for me to know whether brother so-and-so is in the family of God. It's impossible for me to know what sister so-and-so did. But I must know for myself whether I had made that consecration myself to God, and to know whether God had accepted that consecration. Now, that's one thing we have to be certain for ourselves. Did God accept my consecration? If he did, then he begets us of the Holy Spirit at that time. And when God begat us of the Holy Spirit, there will become a gradual change in our life. Not that we are going to be just jump from the world and then get all the graces of the Holy Spirit all on a sudden. It takes a time for development, and it takes trials and difficulties. The Lord tests us every step of the way. And under these tests and trials, did we feel sure that the Lord was testing and preparing us for a place in the kingdom? These are conditions that we must know for ourselves. And we must be able to say, yes, the Lord has accepted me. Yes, the Lord has begotten me of his Holy Spirit. Because those things that were once dear unto me, those earthly hopes, those earthly aims, those earthly ambitions, gradually I saw that the change was being brought about. And in me, gradually, was developed a little of love, a little of joy, a little of peace, a little of long-suffering, a little of contentment, a little of brotherly kindness, a little love. Did we have those evidence for ourselves? If we have, dear brethren, then we are then brought into the protection of God. Here we are among those who are under the Lord's protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is, God is protecting us. That's what he's doing. And some of us, dear brethren, who have been running this prize for the high calling for a long time, some of us who have been having these experiences for a long time, we should be able to see the test day by day and to know today, this day, whether we can say, thank God, I am assured of the protection. And those of us whom the Lord has called, we are called, dear brethren, to be faithful to our calling. God has called us for a purpose. God has selected us for a purpose. The church is selected. He is giving them an opportunity of serving him right here in the flesh. God could come down as an angel to come and do these things. But he hasn't done that. He has given us the opportunity to be ambassadors of his while we are here, to represent him, to carry out the plans that he has arranged. And the question arises, Am I enjoying these blessings that God has opened for me? God has opened wonderful opportunities. Some of us may be getting old, some of us. Some of us may be deformed along certain lines. But the Lord has made it so that every one of us have an opportunity to glorify God while we are here in our bodies which are His. Having consecrated ourselves to Him, He has made it possible for each of us to serve Him in the way we are called upon to serve Him. And also to be a witness to the Lord, to be a witness to the truth, to be a witness to the joys of the kingdom. These opportunities God has given us. Am I watching for these little opportunities around me every day and witnessing to the cost of the gospel of the kingdom? Am I doing what I can every day to the witness of the kingdom? Some of us may have the opportunity to have a wider field of witness. Some of us are less opportunity, but each of us have had our opportunities, and at least our neighbors beside us, our friends with whom we come in contact with from time to time. Some of us in our workplace, where we are working, we have an opportunity of testifying to the gospel of the kingdom to those with whom we work. And some of us can go up to our neighbor's door and tell our neighbors of the blessings that God has in store for us. It is made easier for us in these last days because God has given us a volume of help, little tracts, little booklets. These little things the Lord has given us. And if we are not able to talk to the people as we think we would, then one of these little booklets will be able to do the talking. And oftentimes we spoil what we would have accomplished by going to people and talking to them over things, criticizing them, telling them about their church, and telling them about what is happening in their church, and what their pastor is doing, and what the deacons are doing, and what the elders are doing. And the conversations are such that instead of winning the approval of these dear ones that we want to talk to, they become bitter. They become hard in dealing with us. They do not love us. They don't like us. They don't like the things we are saying. While we could possibly go to them and say, I have read this, and I am greatly blessed by it. Now I tell you what. I was traveling on the train just recently, and there was a Roman Catholic priest. He was sitting there ahead of me, and I came in and sat behind him. I waited for a while. Then I told him, having this little booklet in my hand, God and Reason. I told him of the help that I have gained from it. And I want him to read it also to see. Now you think I'm inquiring, really, knowing that he's a priest, naturally he should know. And will you read this and see the things that are written there? Here is an opportunity. I could have gone and stopped talking to him, telling him about his church and so on, but I think that wasn't wise. He took it and he looked it through and through, the headlines and so on. And then he attempted to turn it back to me. I said, I'm not selling it. I'm giving you, having read it, I want you to read it also to see what is it. He said, oh, thank you then. And he opened his bag and he put it in his bag. And he continued on his journey. No, I could have gone and tell him something about his scholar and tell him something like that, but it wouldn't help. He would go away feeling bitter. But that man, who to say? While you see that he did not possibly have any of his members or any of his friends around to see that, whom he would not like to know that they took that he took that from me. But when he goes home to his home, he may remember and pick up that little trap and read. For in it, there is enough to convince him that God has a plan, that God has an arrangement, that God is selecting out of this world a church. And he have enough there to see that the church is not the Roman Catholic Church, nor is it the Baptist, nor the Methodist, or the Church of England. but it is at church. And who to say that when he goes home he may read them, and possibly he may be blessed by it. We don't know. We are going along, we don't know who they are, we don't know who is the Lord. We are going out as servants of the Lord, selecting his church at this time. Our mission is, because it is a harvest, and at the very close of the harvest, and because we know that there are very few of God's people left in the earth, we do not know them. Had we known them, we would go directly to them one by one, but we wouldn't have had much work to do. So the Lord would not permit us to know where they are. And that being so, he has given us an opportunity to go to them wherever they are, and when we come in contact with them and when they receive the message of the truth, if they are the Lord's, if their hearts are in a proper condition, they'll be able to walk in the light. Most of us have received the truth that way. The Lord gave us something, and having studied it for ourselves, we saw the blessings that were in it. So then, we who have consecrated ourselves to the Lord, we who the Lord has accepted in his company, those of us whom he has begotten of his Holy Spirit, and are now in the holy and covered with the Lord's protection, we have no need of fear. We are in a very trying time in the world at the present time. But are we fearful of it? No, we have no need of being fearful. Why? Because we know the Lord our God is our protector. He is taking care of us. He is watching over us. And whatever he permits, sometimes he permits some hard things to happen to us. But the Lord is not protecting our flesh from troubles at the present time, because it's only by these means that we'll be able to ultimately make our calling and election sure. But he's protecting us from the evils that are around us. The destructive pestilence is allowing some of these trials to come along, and he's protecting us from spiritual pestilence. He's protecting us at the present time from false doctrines. He is protecting us at the present time from some of the evils that may come upon us. And even we should understand that in the Lord's own family, there are times when certain things come up in the mind of certain individuals, and he believes that that is the real thing. And instead of talking it over with others, he goes and he injects it here and he injects it there. And even among the Lord's people, you know, those who are able to deceive the Lord's people are those who are very earnest in the way that they go at it. And they'll tell us, for instance, some of these pestilence we may note as Christian Science, say, for instance, Spiritism, all those things. Well, we are not apt to be deceived by those things. But we can be deceived by another pestilence, but the door is closed. What are you trying to do? The Lord has selected the church long ago. The door to the kingdom is already closed. There's no chance for you to get in it. And a subtle person who is able with his conversations and so on may be able to deceive us, especially if we go contending too much with those who seem to be bringing these evil things. Here is an opportunity for us to be deceived, evidently the necessity of being protected by the Lord by studying the word of truth, knowing what we believe and knowing why we believe them. Every one of us, dear brethren, should know what we believe and know why we believe it. We should have a confidence in the things that we have been taught in the Word of God. They are to be found in the divine plan of the ages and the six volumes of studies in the Scriptures. They're all there, and the Lord is still using his angels to protect us. Not that we do not believe that there is a spiritual being whom the Lord has arranged as an angel to protect his people.
And every one of us, I think, have one at least of these angels after we had consecrated ourselves to God, who's watching over us, watching the things that we are saying and doing and so on, and helping us when there's a danger over there, turning us to the opposite way that the danger may not be ours. But the Lord has had other angels also. He has raised up pastors and teachers and so on in the church. And these stalwart servants of the Lord, they help us from time to time. If our hearts are in the proper condition, we receive the help that they give us. We who have subscribed to the dawn, don't you, when you get your dawn, when you look it over, you see some things in there that just came in time to give you a farther understanding of the things that you were studying, and a warning is there. Now the Lord has allowed these things to come to us. Are we satisfied with the food that the Lord has protected us with? And are we in accordance with the principles of truth and righteousness as to know what the Lord wants us to do and what He wants us to be? We are called upon to develop the different graces of the Holy Spirit. Its joy, its peace, its long-suffering, its contentment, its brotherly kindness. Do we find that we are tried along these lines, and oftentimes some of our dear brethren, some of those who are very close to us, possibly they may think a little different. And if we are not sound in what we believe, we would easily be deceived by some of the things. And we'd be doing and saying a thing for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, and not so much for ourselves. And that being so, there is a chance of being deceived. But remember that we are protected and under the shadow of the Almighty. That the wings of our Lord is there pictured, as we notice farther down the Psalms. He said, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." The Lord has given us the truth in the studies in the Scriptures, and we want to use these as we get them. And the Lord is covering us with His wings. Have you noticed, have you ever had to be around the farm and notice the little chickens as they are around their mother? Do you notice as a mother sees anything like danger coming along, she clucks? And as she clucks, do you notice the little chickens run under the mother's wing? A wolf may be coming along, but they believe they are safe under their mother's wings. And so we want to be so close to the Lord that we feel the warmth from our Lord protecting us. And whatever the dangers of the trials of life may be, realize that the Lord is taking care of us, and we have no need to be afraid, because He's protecting us. And like that little chicken, she hears a sound over there, and she just run under her mother's wing. The chicken believe the mother is able to protect it. And so, dear brethren, we should believe in the protection that we have from the Lord to such an extent that when trials are heavy and hard, we would go to the Lord, go to Him, keep close to Him. Remember, He is never too busy to hear our cry. He is never too busy to take attention of us. He is not, thinking of that big brother over there that we think is so big, and oftentimes he's weak as we are. But the Lord is protecting every one of us. And that being the case, we should realize His protecting care and feel we are safe under His wings. The psalmist said, "His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." Now, what truths are these? The truth as revealed in God's Word in the Bible. And not only has the Lord given us the Bible, but He has raised up helps, as we noted here this morning, of the chief shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, and how He sends us at certain times helps, and we have a pastor. He's dead today. He's not here with us. But we have no reason to doubt that he's able to see and protect us also, because we think when the Lord returns, those faithful saints who had lived and were faithful unto death, it wasn't necessary for them to sleep as did those saints in the past. But the moment of death was a moment of change. And we have no reason to doubt that our dear brother Russell is awakening the minute that he went down in sleep. He received life there on the other side. We believe, and not only brother Russell, but many others of the Lord's protecting people are faithful people. We believe they are on the other side also. So we have him as a leader. And since the death of brother Russell, we have seen how leaders came to us. There may be times when we were troubled. I was troubled at one time. There was once upon a time when I couldn't understand the things that was written by the so-called channel that God has. And it came to the time when I couldn't follow those things. And I didn't know that there was another brother around there in Philadelphia. Much more to know that there was a group of brethren as we are today around. I didn't know. But I tuned in my radio time and again. And this time I heard this Frank and Ernest. It sounds so strange. I begin to wonder, who are they? I've never heard about them before. And having heard the things that they were talking about, it came just as a truth that I knew in the past. Those things that I had enjoyed so much. Those things that I had tried to tell to other people. And it sounds that way. So I investigated them, and they sent me some literatures, and these were just in accordance with the things that I believe. So they told me that there were a few of the brethren right there in Philadelphia. And I went to them and found in the first study that they had that it was the very things that I was accustomed to study in the past that they were studying. And I participated with them that very first day. And since then, we are rejoicing together. So you see, dear, the Lord sent a help. And so it is, dear brethren. There are still some of God's people this side of the veil still who are able to help us. Let us receive these blessings whenever we get them, remembering that the Lord, while he has angels protecting us, he has human beings also. And while the protection, as I said, is not so much our flesh or humanity, that we will be shielded from other disease and so on that other people have. That's not it. But we'll be protected spiritually. And the Lord will be able to give us the blessings we seek if our hearts are in a proper condition. These truths that the Lord has given us are still to be found in the studies and the scriptures, and still come to us from time to time. Now verse 5 of this psalm says, "Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the horror that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that hasteth at noonday." This is the night, dear brethren, that is here mentioned. The night when, and it's getting darker every day, the night. And it is a time when the present evil world is about to be destroyed. It is a time when evil has reached its height. As one brother said this morning, there was once upon a time when the people in certain continents in this world didn't know much of the value of the things that they possessed. And people would go around, claim to be civilized, and they come along for the purpose of helping them. And soon they saw that these people had values around them. And they took away these things from the people. and keep them in bondage. But what has happened? They allow one here and one there of these very people to go to their universities in their homeland, and they taught them their things that they didn't know at home. And after a while, these return home, and having seen what was happening in the countries that claimed to be their protector, they come home and try to teach it among their people. And gradually the eyes of the people became open. And they begin to say, now in one place I visited for a little while in Nigeria, West Africa, they take away the palm olive and the good things that they have there. And they take it to their homes and manufacture it into whatever it may be, possibly soap or whatever it is, and they bring it back and sell to the people. They wouldn't manufacture any of those things around unless the people see the way that they did it. They take it away and they bring it back. But what has happened? These people are crying out now the world over. Where is my shield? How can I get it? And the result is they are becoming bitter against those whom they had trust and confidence in, and there is wars and difficulties all around. The people are just crying out for their shield. And the time has come. It was so in Israel, you remember. The 50th year was the Jubilee year. And if I had my horse and my cow and my land over there and had sold it, when the Jubilee comes, the priest goes around and blow the Jubilee trumpet. And as they blow the Jubilee trumpet, the people return now to their own. Well, this was my land. This was my home. This was my cow. That was my sheep. And so on. And they take possession of these. Now, it was quite a lot of trouble when those things were happening in the league, because really each one had to go and secure his own possession that he had. And now it's not Israel's Jubilee. It is the world's great Jubilee. And the time has come now when every member of the human family, by the grace of God, will be brought back to the possession that they were long ago. And because it's not given to them freely, they have to be fighting for it in many cases. And my dear brethren, the thought is that the Jubilee trumpet which is being sounded, the truth which we have been telling to the people everywhere, and some seems not to understand what is being said, one by one the eyes of their understanding is being opened. And when the kingdom of God is fully established, when the ancient world is shall be brought back here, then, and when they begin to tell the people the things that they could not understand before, and when the church is on the other side and each one having his own opportunity of helping those people, the time is coming near at hand when the things that we are telling the people at the present time and they cannot understand it, they will remember that they heard that thing some time ago. And it will help them to fall in line with the new arrangement. They'd appreciate the new arrangement. If you had ever been down in Central America, you notice that we have revolutions all the time. But what happened? As soon as this side over here sees that that general is winning, he just shifts over and go over to the general that is winning. And as a result, he gets an opportunity there because he's on the other side. He sees that's a winning side. So the time is coming when the people will find out the winning side. They will see that the kingdom of God has come, has been established. And they'll be able to join in receiving the blessings. And we are glad that such soldiers as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all these faithful people will be actually brought back in the earth. And they will take control of the world. They were already prepared long ago. But God having some better things for us, they without us could not be made perfect. But now when the church is completed, these faithful people will be back in the earth. And they've taken control of earth's affairs. and the people will receive the blessings that God has in store for them. Evidently, let us not be discouraged. Some of God's people would ask the question, why? I have been putting out the tracks for such a long time, especially in the radio program. I've been putting out so many tracks and so on. But I don't see the people come to meeting at all. I don't see them come around as they should. And they become discouraged and say, well, why should I go and put out these radio tracks? But my dear brethren, it's an opportunity. The Lord is giving us an opportunity once a month to call upon the people. And we don't have to call on them in the same block and the same house from time to time. Go around as much as we can. Those of us who are strong enough to do it should go tell them that the blessings of the kingdom of God, which is soon to be established. And let us then, dear brethren, be faithful. Let us remember that the Lord is protecting us. Let us remember that none of these pestilence and so on can harm us as long as we are in the Lord's care. And it won't be long. It won't be long. Don't be discouraged. Go home from this convention with renewed zeal, renewed determination, renewed hope of determination to win God's divine approval and to go out and tell the people of the coming kingdom. Tell it aloud. Tell it in your ear. An opportunity presents itself. It's a blessed thing we are telling them about, and even though they don't understand, let us do our part. May the Lord help us, dear brethren, that we be faithful to our calling and win the Lord's approval.
Thank you, Brother Samuels. Well, this concludes the morning sessions of this day. I have one announcement here to make concerning the taxi service. Those that are desiring a ride to the cafeteria are to stand under the canopy out in front, and there the cars will be waiting to take you. And those that have room.
Heavenly Father, our hearts are made glad for the blessings that we are receiving at thy hand. We thank thee for the blessings of this morning and pray that so, O Jesus Christ, our Lord, that continue to guide and protect and keep us. We pray on behalf of our dear brethren who are not privileged to be here with us too, and who ask as we come along to remember them. To remember them. Help them, dear Father, that their hearts, being in a proper condition, may receive some of the blessings that we are receiving and we hope to receive. And as we leave this place now, dear Father, to enjoy our afternoon's meal, bless it, we pray thee, to thy glory, so that we might be strengthened to go on still witnessing to the gospel of the kingdom. So into thy hand we commend ourselves and ask thy continued blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.